Welcome to Monday Morning Moments, a weekly podcast dedicated to helping you make the most of the moments in your life. I'm your host, Mike Van Hooser, and this week we're talking about control. And control is an interesting word. I shared a Bible study lesson not too long ago with the Bible study class that I teach on Sundays about control. And it's an interesting word because it's something that we all desire, but we don't want to give up. And I think it's important. I think as you think about today's podcast, I want you to think about areas that you're in control or trying to take control of or desire to have control in, and maybe also that you need to give up control of. You know, I made a list of things that I think that we want control in certain areas of our lives, and I wanted to see if you could relate to some of these ideas. I think the first one is that we want control of our lives. You know, Janet Jackson wrote a song about it. Bobby Brown wrote a song in the Ghostbusters theme about that, about wanting control, or that the Ghostbusters were in control. And just to make sure that he knew that we knew it, he just said, "You know it, you know it." And he had, you know, did that constantly through the song and made us remember that familiar line from the song. But I think it's important that, you know, to think about in our own lives, we want control of our lives. We don't want somebody else controlling our lives. We want control of the remote. So you think about our house and think about the TV and what channels we're watching. It's a battle. You know, we have a total of 7 people in our house at any one time. Some of them have gone off to college and are working now. But when they're all back home, we want control of that remote. And most of the time, we can find agreement on what we want to watch. But in your own lives, you want to control that. That's why it's called the remote control. We want control of the situation. You know, whatever that situation is that you're in today or that you face at work or at home, you want control of that. You don't want to have things happen to you and upon you. You want to be in control of the situation. We want control of other people. A lot of times this relates to situations. We want to control what they think, what they're saying. Maybe you have some people in your own life that are saying things about you or to you, and you want to control, you know, the narrative. You want to control what they're doing. We want control of our relationships. We want them to be healthy and productive, and we want to make sure that we're doing the right things that. But sometimes we want to control how that relationship works, and maybe you're in a situation where you wish people would do more for you or would be more encouraging or communicate more with you, and you wish you could just control, you know, what they're thinking and what they're saying. We want to control the outcome. I think this is tough for a lot of people. We want to control the outcome of things and basically just be the screenwriter of our stories and architect, you know, every little person who's in that, involved in that story, and design certain people's into the story and maybe write certain people out of it. But we want to control, you know, the outcome of things that happen and the outcome of a certain situation. We want to control our career. You know, if you think about where you are and what you're doing, there's a positive nature of managing your career well in whatever you do as far as work, but we want to control that. We want to control how that's happening to us and when we get promoted and things like that. It's just a natural desire that we have. We want to control the weather. As a runner, I'm always checking the weather app to see when is it going to rain and can I get a run in before the rain, or am I going to be running in the rain? And sometimes those are fun runs, but I don't want to be doing that all the time. Want to know if it's going to be cold or hot because I need to know what to wear, whether I'm running or going to work or just going to watch one of our boys play sports. We want to control, and we wish every day could be maybe a sunny 70-degree day with blue skies and low humidity. Those would just be ideal if we had those every day of our lives. We want to control the thermostat. You know, we want control of that. Some of you may be hot-natured, some cold-natured, and you live with somebody who's the opposite of that, and you want to control, no, we're going to set the thermostat at this. And so the big, you know, fight over that in our house about what temperature we set it on. We want control of the radio station. You know, that's another thing that you may fight over in the car. You know, we want to listen to this song versus this song. And you know, understanding that we're going to have one station on and we may switch the music over time, but we won't control what music we're listening to because we each have a different preference. We won't control the wheel and want to be in the driver's seat, both literally and figuratively. Maybe we don't like how our spouse drives or how our kids drive, and we want to control the wheel and control that. But also, just as we're driving down the highway of life, we want control of the wheel, and we want to be in the driver's seat. And sometimes we're put in places where we're not in the driver's seat, whether it be health-related or whether it be a situation that's happening to us or around us that gets us out of the driver's seat, and we don't have control of the wheel because circumstances have dominated an outcome that we didn't expect. We want to control what happens to us, as that's related as well. We want to control and make sure that great things are happening to us and that we have no bad things that happen to us as well. But we know that we can grow from some of those experiences, but if we could be in control of what happens to us, it would be all the great things in life and that we would have growth as well. We want to be given control. And just in summarizing these thoughts, we want to be given control. We want responsibility, and we want leadership, and we want people to give control of certain things because maybe we know that they could be done better in a certain situation, and we want control to architect how a certain situation is going to take place. And we don't want to give up control. Once we get control, and if we get control, we don't want to give it up. It's hard to give up control of our lives, of situations, of relationships, of our kids, if we're parents, and giving up control. And someday we have to unleash them to their next stage of life. And there are certain stages of life that we've navigated as parents, but we have to give up control of that. If you're mentoring somebody in a leadership position at work and you're responsible for them, at one point or at some point in their career, you're going to prepare them to take control and to take responsibility for certain things. And you're going to have to give up control. And when we do our leadership training, that is one of the biggest things that we talk about regarding leadership and regarding teamwork, is that we have to give up control at some point and trust the people that were working with us and for us. And in effective teamwork, being able to do that and trust that that other person is going to get the job done may not be exactly how we would do it, but that it's accomplishing the right outcome and a mutually agreed upon outcome as well. So as we think about those things of control in our lives, I think there are three things that I wanted to focus on as far as being leaders and helping people along the way and navigating our journey around control in our lives. You know, three principles that I would take from this is that we need to give up control first and foremost. Part of that's realizing that we don't have control of our lives and knowing that maybe things have happened to you that you realize, man, I don't have control of this. From a faith perspective, it's reassuring to me to know that God is always in control and has control of my life. And so when I put my faith and trust in Him and knowing that He's guiding me and has a plan for my life, that's reassuring to me and encouraging to me, especially when I know that I'm not in control, and it allows me to more freely give up control of my life when circumstances that I can't explain and that I didn't expect happen to me. There's a song by 38 Special that many of you are old enough to know, that it was a song that we used to listen to on the radio, so, that said, "Hold on loosely." And the chorus was, "Hold on loosely, but don't let go. If you cling too tightly, you're going to lose control." And I wasn't going to sing that for you, but you're probably singing it now. Now I've re-emphasized the lyric for you, and you remember that great lyric. But I think it's really important that we need to hold on loosely to the things in our lives, whether it be our career, our health, our kids, our relationship with our spouse, or any relationship that we have, to know that we're given that for a season. And it's important that we steward that well and make sure that whether it's your career or your kids, that you're navigating that well and bringing your best to that every day, but that you give up control. And my encouragement to you would be that ultimately you're giving up control of that to God, and that you know that you're not in control of that, but you're going to be a faithful steward of the leadership responsibility and the impact that you have every day to do that. And I've found that when I give up control and when I give up control to God, that my hands are more open to receive His wisdom and His guidance on how to lead well and to take responsibility for the things that He's given me control. And I think that's the irony of that, is that when we give up control, we more readily and easily receive control from God to take advantage of those situations in our lives and to enjoy them more and to make the most of the moments that we've been given in our lives. It's in giving up control that we receive what I would call control, but it's basically leadership and responsibility for certain areas. I think the second thing that we have to focus on, in addition to giving up control, is not be controlled. And a lot of times, I think we pursue things in our lives because we have the freedom to pursue those, and yet we become controlled by them. I remember interviewing Daryl Strawberry about his troubles with drugs as he was pursuing a great career in baseball, but was pursuing things outside of baseball that were not good and led him down to a destructive path, both morally and from a perspective of how he was being influenced by other things with alcohol and drugs in his life as well. And he reiterated the fact that while he felt like he had the freedom to pursue those things, that he ultimately became consumed and controlled by those things. We think that we have freedom to do anything that we want, but when we pursue those things, they're going to take us off the path of what we need to be doing and the focus, and we face the circumstance of those choices that we make in our lives, we find that we become controlled by those things. And so it's making sure that we use our freedom responsibly in the choices that we make so that we don't become controlled by other things. We also can be controlled by distractions in our lives. And if we're not careful, we'll go down the wrong path. And it could be, maybe it's not a immoral choice or something that's going to be destructive in our lives, but it could be good things in spite of the best things that we need to pursue. And I think it's making sure that we don't become controlled in the pursuit of things that would be good, but that take us off course from our calling in life, and making sure that we hold on to things in our lives and money and other things that can take us off that path so that we become focused on being successful, faithful and available to the calling that God has given us in our lives as well. We also, the third principle, I think, is to show others how to do the same. So in our leadership responsibilities, we need to give up control. We need to not be controlled by things that will take us off that path. But we need to show others how to do the same, and sharing with them things that have allowed us to maybe have a perspective that they don't have. This could be mentoring somebody who's younger in their life and younger in their career, and giving them a proper perspective of a long-term view. And I think when you have vision and a long-term view, and you have developed some wisdom and maybe a teachable point of view about how to hold on to certain things that maybe you held on to tightly when you were younger or maybe less experienced in your life and career, then you can teach them principles that will last them a lifetime and will also be implemented earlier on in their lives. And this could be mentoring a younger couple in their lives as they're becoming, you know, more set in the relationship, and maybe as they become parents, they're from a parenting perspective, you can provide a perspective based on that, based on your own journey and what's worked for you, and maybe what's not worked as well. But also in your career, helping people to understand that. And so I think it's really important when we think about the word control. And the key question I would have for you is, what do you need to give up control of? And that doesn't mean that you're not responsible for that. It doesn't mean that you don't continue to be engaged in whatever that is. But if there's one thing that you take from this podcast today, it would be, what is an area of your life that you just need to give up control of, that you stay engaged in, you stay active in, you pursue excellence and pursue your best, but the test of that is, if it were taken away tomorrow, would you be content with that? And would you be content with what you've done to steward that well in your life? I love a quote by Mike Donaghy, who's the lead singer of 10th Avenue North, and they've got a song that's about control. And one of the quotes that he says in writing this song, he said, "God doesn't need us to be successful. He just wants us to be surrendered. And I have found that when I surrender control to Him, that's where I've had the most impact with my life. It's taken on more meaning. I've been able to pursue my calling in those areas. And that's what I'm striving to do every day, is to be surrendered to Him and to be faithful and available to the calling that I feel like He has put in my life. So wherever you are on your faith journey and wherever you are in your life, my encouragement today is to understand this word of control and the flip side or corollary of that around freedom. And the freedom that you have with your life to make the right choices, to give up control in certain areas so that you can receive the right type of control in order to not be controlled by the things that will take you off course. I know it was a mouthful, but control is interesting. When we give up control, we receive control or leadership and responsibility. And when we receive that and holding onto things loosely, giving up that control, then we won't be consumed and controlled by things that will take us off course. And I think we all want to stay on course in our lives and make the most of what we're trying to do in our lives as well, and to be focused on the things that we've been given to steward well. So the areas of business, your career, your life at home as well, your personal life, the responsibilities that you've been given maybe as a husband or wife or as a parent, think about that and think about, how do I need to give up control of those areas? And what does that look like? You know, what does it look like to give up control of certain areas? I think when I don't try to control outcomes, that's a way of giving up control. And I try to stay focused on the process of influencing the outcome or instilling principles in the people around me to help them influence the outcome and take control of their lives as well. I found that when I try to control situations or control people, that doesn't work as best. But I focus on what I can do regarding my attitude and the choices I make and the thought process that I have. Those are all things that I can control and that are process-oriented, that allow me to bring my best to a given situation, to a given relationship, and basically to my life. And so it's staying focused on that process daily, day in and day out, and developing good habits that can allow me to try to bring my best to that situation. And then I'm not so focused on trying to grip too tightly to something that I'll never be able to control. So think about the principles we talked about today: to give up control, to not be controlled by things that take us off course, and to teach and show others how to do the same. And then answering that question of, what do I need to give up control, and what does that look like in my life? As always, make it a great week and continue to make the most of the moments in your life.